Okay, today's Daf Samach Zayin. We are up to the Mishnah on Samach Vav Amud Beis at the bottom. Here we go. We're discussing now the Ish Iti, the regular man, the regular guy, well, he could have been a Kohen. As we said yesterday, they generally wanted a Kohen. He would escort the Shir Lazazel up to the cliff. So, Mikiri Yushalayim Hayim Alagan Oso. Rashi says the Mechashuva Yerushalayim. The Chashuva people would escort this man as he went on this procession to the cliff. Adsukkah HaRishona, until the first station. Why? We're going to see right now. Eser Sukkos Mi Yerushalayim Vi Adsuk. There were 10 Sukkos, 10 stations from Yerushalayim to the cliff. Tsuk is the cliff. There were 10 stations. At each station, they would escort. At each station, people would stop. He would stop. He'd go into the sukkah, to the tent, rest a little bit, and then continue on with the goat. Tishim ris, there were 90 ris, which is a measurement. Shiva umechza, 7.5, l'chol mil. So, meaning that there were 12 mil, because 90 divided by 7.5 is 12. So, there were 12 mil from the Yerushalayim till this place. I'll call sukkah for sukkah. In each and every sukkah, Omrin lo, we would tell the guy, we would tell the Ish Iti, Hare Mazon, here is food.
So there were 10? Oh, there's 12.
10? Right, but
there's
12
sections.
12 mil, but there's only 10 sukkahs because from the Yerushalayim to the first is one, and then from the sukkah to the cliff, there was nothing. That's why there were 12. Rashi says, what? Right. So from the Yerushalayim till the first sukkah, there was no sukkah because you're getting there the first one. And then from the last one till the cliff, there was no sukkah. Why was there no sukkah? Why did they make it 11th? Because, so there's a few pshatim. First of all, some say that they didn't want anyone to see what went on there. When the guys threw them off the cliff, they didn't want anyone to see. And what's going on here is that whether or not you had Eruv. So if you had an Eruv, we're going to see the Gemara. You could have only had to have two. You didn't need so many if you have an Eruv. If you don't have an Eruv, whether or not you had an Eruv, the Ish Iti could walk and violate Tchum issues. Torah says he has to do this. So he's allowed to violate the Eruv. It wasn't a problem at all. He can go violate the Tchum. Everybody else, they're just escorting him. There's a few reasons why they're escorting him. Some say to be Mefar saying what's going on. Others say no, it was a very emotional time. The guy's going alone. So they would escort him. He shouldn't be afraid. He's out by himself, out in the wilderness. Other people are there, wild animals, whatever it is. So he was being escorted with other people. But that's not a reason to violate Tchum. So they had to stop. They were stuck. So they could go till the Tchum is only one. You can only walk 1 mil, which is 2,000 amos. So if you have if you can walk 1 mil, then you put down some food. You can walk to the second sukkah. That's it. The guy, the Ish Iti, can keep on going because he has a Torah mandate to keep on going. No one else can keep on going, but if you had people sitting in those sukkahs from the night before, that's their makom shavisa, and you can keep extending it. But at some point, you have to have new people, which is what they had. They had new people. If you have 10 sukkahs, and each one's a mil away, you don't need new people. Either way, you need new people. Either way, it doesn't make a difference. The point is, from the last sukkah to the cliff, there was nobody. He went by himself, and then he would walk back, and you'll see. So Malavino saw me sukkah l'sukkah, chutz me'akun shebehen. Except for the last one, she'eno magia imo l'tzuk. Nobody would walk with him to the cliff. He'd go by himself. Why? One of the because it says eretz gezira, meaning a desolate place. Nobody else is going to be there. Ella omed mirachok. They would stand from far away, meaning they would stand in the sukkah. V'roeh es ma'isav, and they would see what's going on. They would be a mil away, and they'd watch what's going on. Umaha yo'osah. What would this ish iti? What would he do? Chalok Lashon Shel Zahuris, he would break in half the red string, Chetzi of Kosher Besela, he would tie half of it on the rock, the Chetzi of Kosher Bein Shnei Karnov, and he would tie the other half between his two horns, V'dachvo La'achor, he would push the goat off the cliff backwards, for whom is Galgel V'yored, and it would start rolling down, V'lo Hayimagia L'chati Ha'har, it would not reach halfway down, Ad Shanasa Evarim Evarim. Until it reached Evarim Evarim, until it wouldn't go halfway down and all its limbs were starting to break apart. Ba v'yoshev lo tachas sukkah achrona, the Ish Iti would then walk back to the last sukkah and wait there, ad shetachshach, until it got dark. He would wait there until it got dark. Why would he wait there? Why would he walk back? Because he didn't want to stay. That was mamash. Nothing doing there. Nothing doing there. Mamash, a desolate place, which is why they didn't want to have a sukkah there. So they would make him walk back, and he would spend the rest of Yom Kippur in the sukkah. Said before, they would offer him mayim and mazon in each sukkah, right? So the Gemara is going to say that never happens. No one ever took that. It's Yom Kippur. But they would offer it to, like, you know, like the Gemara is going to say, once you have what's pas pasalo, once it's offered to you, the taiva goes away. So if he was thirsty or hungry from all this walking, they would say, do you want to break the fast? If it's sakana tefashas, you can break the fast, but it never happened. Now, right, so he was allowed to go back, but he could walk back 1 mil to the last sukkah. Right. So that's all he did to Rabbanon. It's a knas, and we don't let you go back. If you went, we had to the neighborhood. If you go outside the tchum, you're stuck there the rest of the Shabbos.
He never actually went outside the tchum, this person.
No, he did. He did. He's allowed to, but he did.
He set up the house.
You can only do that one time. You can't go on forever. You can't go on forever like that. You can't keep setting up food a thousand. You can only do that one time. So he's allowed, what?
He started in July, so he's outside his tchum.
Right. No, he asked him, what about he set up stations? So that only works one time. You can't do that every time. But, so technically he was allowed to go back, because it's part of the Torah says. But he would go back one tchum and wait there. Right, so the whole din that you're not allowed to go back when you violate your tchum, that's all he did to Rabbanan. So that was waived for him to at least to go back to the sukkah. He shouldn't have to sit by a cliff till Shabbos, until Yom Kippur's over.
Plus, if you leave the tchum, because it's over,
it's the same idea, right? So then it's waived, right. Now, the Torah said that somebody who goes outside the tchum, no, take that back. Torah says that somebody who walks the goat to the Lazazel, to the cliff, becomes Tamei. So, Umei'en Messiah Metamei Begadim. When does that Tumah start? That it becomes Tamei. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mishiyetze Chutz L'chomas Yerushalayim. When you exit the city of Yerushalayim. Right, you started in the Azara, you walk to the city. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishas Techiyasa Latzok. No, it happens later when you push the animal off the cliff. Fine, that's the Mishnah. Rashi, there's a gigantic Rashi here, and the whole purpose of this Rashi is he's explaining how 90 ris, which is seven and a half per each mil, comes out that it's 12 mil, right? So just Rashi just quoting, there's a piyut, there's a yotzer that's said on Sukkot, written by Rabbi Lezer HaKalir, which seems to go against that. How did that reconcile? That's the whole purpose of this gigantic Rashi here.
Right,
there were 11 segments, but only 12 sukkahs.
What are we dividing? No, there were 10 sukkahs.
Look at Rashi. Hare, look at Rashi. The Rashi is on the third line. Hare, letishim ris, for 90 ris, yud beis mil. There were 12 mil. Vehem, yud aleph masaos, mi Yerushalayim l'sukkah yud aleph masaos. There were 11 journeys. Mi Yerushalayim l'sukkah harishon is masa echad. Umi sukkah l'sukkah ad yud sukkos.
Wasn't that each one?
That's tes masos, nine journeys. Hare yud masos. Umi sukkah l'achmana l'tzuk, masa echad, hare l'chol, right. That's another one. Hare l'chol masu masa, mil, chutz me'echad ben sheish bo beis milen. Right? Okay. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Eser sukkos, there are 10 sukkos, v'shnei masar mil, and there were 12 mil. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir. And there was a sukkah at each one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, tesha sukkos, there were 9 sukkos, v'asara mila, and there was only 10 mil. We had this yesterday, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, so, right? So therefore there wasn't a tchum problem, even according to those who hold the tchum's doraisa, so if it's yud-based mil, didn't happen here, right? That's what we said yesterday. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, chamesh sukkos, there were 5, v'asara mila, and 10 mil, hayu. V'chulan al yaday eruv. And the whole thing was with an eruv. According to Rabbi Meir, you don't need an eruv. You need people in each station, but you don't need an eruv. Because it's never longer than a mil. So you don't need an eruv. And even if Rashi said there was one time where it was 2 mil, so you didn't put food down. And you have another place to go. If you're staying in this sukkah from Yom Kippur night, it's your makom shavisa, you can put food down a mil later. So you never had a, you don't need an eruv. Amar Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi says, wait a minute. Sachli Elazar B'ni, im al yaday eruv, if you have eruvs, yicholoni la'asav safilu shtei sukkos. I can even make 2 sukkahs. Vasar milan and 10 mil. How? So Rashi explains. Because you make one 4 mil away. So we start here. We're allowed to walk 1 mil. And then I can put down food and walk another mil. And then I have a guy in the sukkah. They could walk 1 mil, put down food, and walk another mil. So I can get 4 mil, and I can do the same thing again, and then I can walk myself. The end. So it's possible to get only 2 sukkahs. The point is, it's irrelevant. The point is, he's gone alone, and there were people that were escorting him. So there's the 3 machlokas here, how they exactly did it. That doesn't change it. There's not really a relevant there's a discussion. How many sukkahs, how many tchums could you, how many eras could you possibly make? Now, Kaman Azal Tanya, who goes like the one who says, Chutz mi Achron Shebehen, except for the last one, Shlohi Gia Imo Latzok, then nobody walked with him, Ela Omid mi Rachok, but they were far away, Veroa Esmasov, who's that? Kaman, that's Rameir. Because if everybody else, if you have an Erev, you could be with him up there at the cliff too. But according to Rameir, they couldn't be there. So according to this time, they couldn't be there because they weren't allowed to walk that far. That's Rameir, that the Bedaska were not supposed to be there. So he's trying to ask, so just make another sukkah. Why don't you do that? The answer is, they didn't want anybody being there when he threw them. They wanted it to be wanted him to be alone. Now, kol sukkah v'sukkah, omrim lo harei mazon harei mayim. Tana. So the Bryce says, olam lo hutruch adam lakach. Nobody ever needed the water. Nobody ever needed it. Ella, she'en adom mishi yesh lo pas pesalo, mishi ain lo pas pesalo. You can't compare somebody who has the bread in the basket for someone who doesn't have the bread in the basket. Right? It's a famous concept. If someone has his bread in his basket, he doesn't have such a type of bread because he has it. But if you don't have it, then you have a big type. So what they would do is, when he walked in, he was all tired, he's been walking already for who knows how long, 12 mils, a lot. So, do you want to break the fast? Once they would tell him that, once he would see the food there, it would already calm him down. I could keep on going, I don't have to break my fast. Mahoya Ose, Chalot Lashon Tel Zahuris. What would he do? He would take this red string, divide it in half, and put half on the rock and half on the goat. So the Gemara says, Vinaktere Kule Besela. Why didn't he put the whole thing on the rock? Why is he tying it on the horns? So the Gemara says, Kivan de mitzvah b'se'ir. Since it's a mitzvah to throw it off the cliff. It's not just it's a mitzvah. What's going to happen? He's going to only tie it on the rock. So he's going to tie it on the rock. He's about to throw it off the cliff. What's going to happen? Dilma kadim umalbin. The red string is going to turn white, and it's only on the rock. The umiyas v'daite, and he's going to be very, very happy that the kapara happened. And what's going to happen? He's never going to throw the goat off the cliff. He's going to be so excited, he's going to forget about it. Turn white, and the thing is the goat's not going to be thrown off. So the Gemara. So therefore, what do we do? Don't tie the whole thing only on the rock. Busy yourself with the goat, so you'll know to throw it off. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says just the opposite. So v'naktere kula ben karav. So put the whole thing on the. So what do you put it on the rock for now? By putting it on the rock, you're giving the guy an opportunity to forget or to overlook to throw it off the cliff. Why are you putting it on the rock at all? So the Gemara says because sometimes the gamish lay l'reshe v'lavadaite. The animal's going to roll down the cliff and in such a way that you're never going to see the horn. You're never going to see the string. You're never going to see it. It's going to be concealed, whatever, the way it falls. I thought maybe you could even say that if it gets all bloody, you'll never know if it turns white. Because all this blood, it's red.
The whole thing's a mace. I'm sure they can make sure that there's no... That didn't happen, too.
So, right. So either way, it could happen. You can imagine such a thing.
It's supposed to turn white after it's flushed.
Well, who said? It turns white. So if it turns it right at that second, we were afraid he would never throw it off. So therefore, we make him busy himself with the goat to remind him to throw it off. And we said it can't be only on the goat because then maybe the way the goat fell, he wouldn't see it. So Tana Rabbanan, Berishona originally Hayukosh and Loshon Zehuris Al Pesach Ulam Mi Bechutz. Originally, they would tie the red string outside the ulam so the whole Klal Yisrael could see it. Hilbin, if it turned white, Hayusamechin, they were happy. Lo Hilbin, if it didn't turn white, Hayu at Sevim, they were sad, umizbayshin, and they were ashamed. Right? So therefore, Hiskinu, Sheikoshin al Pesach Ulam, Mibifnim. So they tied on the inside. So who could see it now? Only Kahana. Only Kahana can go in there. So what? So what if they were sad and ashamed? So what? So they're sad and ashamed. You weren't worthy of Kapara. Why is that a reason to be sad and ashamed? Next year do better. So some learn from here that there's a mitzvah, even though it's Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha. There's a mitzvah that has simchas yontif, even on Yom Kippur. And if you see it doesn't turn white, it's a lack of simcha. It's amazing. You'll know anyway it didn't turn white because the Ishiti's, they're gonna know anyway. They might not know that second. They're gonna know in an hour. We're gonna see on Amid Beis. The Kohen Gadol wasn't done yet. There's a lot more to go. So, right? There's a lot more to go. So they knew anyway. But I guess they didn't know the first minute, and somehow it's I guess more acceptable if you find out something an hour later or a half hour later if you see it mamish that second. Right. So after they didn't want to have it outside anymore, they had it inside. V'adayin hayu metzitzin v'roin. People would still peek through, right? Metzitzin, metzitz. They would peek through and see the red string turn white or not turn white. They would peek through. So hilben hayu smeichin. Again, if it turned white, they were very happy. Lo hilben, if it didn't turn white, hayu etzevin. They were very upset. So hiskiv, they made a takana. Shiyu kosher noso chetzi b'selav v'chetzi ben karnov. The best way to do it is half on the rock, half on the goat. You're certainly sure that he'll pull, he'll remember, he'll remind himself, he'll be interested to push it off, and if it turned white, great, he'll look at the rock, and if it didn't turn white, then that was a sad story, and then we relate the message back to the people who related all the way back to Yerushalayim.
Amr of Nachum Bar Papa, Mishomer Belazar HaKfar, we were shown originally how you kosher Losh and Zolzah Horizon Pesach Ulam Yifnim. They would always tie it inside, in the Pesach Ulam. The Kibin Shigiyat Seir La Midbar, and as soon as the Seir got to the Midbar, right, even before they threw it off, Hayu Hilbin, Malbin, it turned white, the Odea Shinasas Mitzvaso, and they knew that the Mitzvah was fulfilled, and everybody received Kapara, Shinema, like it says in Yeshaya, Im Yiyu Chatoechem Kishonim, if your sins are red, like, are red, Kishela Gelbina, they will turn white like snow. Based on that pasuk is the idea that this red string would turn white. What? Right. Fine. Now, Loha Yemagia Lamachtis Ahar, they only reached half the mountain, and what happened? The limbs started to fall apart. The animal started to fall apart. So Ibailahu, Osane Varim, those limbs, Mahain Bahana, are they mutter Bahana? It's not a real carbon. Or we had this, we asked the Minchas Chinuch had a kasha, can you eat it? What? But we said that pushing it off is its shechita. Remember, we had that line in the Gemara. Pushing it off. What?
To make it fit in the pasuk.
But since we said that this is its shechita, very simple. The Minchas Chinuch said, just like Malika. Malika, when you do Malika to a bird, it's not shechita. Yet you're allowed to eat it. The Kahanim anyway. Why? That's the procedure. So maybe it's mutter b'hanah. So yes, what's Minchas Chinuch talking about? We're going to have a kashin, we're going to have a machlokas now. Is it mutter b'hanah? Forget eating it. Is it mutter b'hanah? Can you sell it even?
So mahin b'hanah, Rabbi Shmuel, it's a machlokas. Chad amar mutar v'chad amar asurin. Manda amar mutarin.
Why is it mutter? Where does he get that from?
The tziv, because it says b'midbar. It's an extra lashon over there, b'midbar. You're throwing it in the
desert. What do you mean in the desert? Of course we're in the desert. We're in this desolate place. So what does it mean b'midbar? So Rashi explains what it means is just like the midbar's hefker, so too the animal's hefker. It's mutter. It's hefker.
Man to Amar Asurin, and when the woman says Asur, Dipsip, because it says Gezeira. Gezeira really means to cut. That's the real word of the word Gezeira. Like when we say someone made, the Rabbana made a Gezeira, we mean to say they made a decree, they made a rule. The real translation of the word Gezeira means a cutting. Like a Gezeira Shava is an equal cutting. What it means is that they have finalized, Rashi says, what is Gezeira? Loshen Chomer V'Isser. Right, they've made a chumrah and an iser, meaning it's aser bahana. That's what it means. Now, umanda amar asurin, according to the one who says aser, high midbar my avidle.
What does it do with midbar? What does it do with that word?
So Gemara says in bar lelech letanya, it says ha midbar.
It says the word midbar three times in the parsha there of the Lazazel.
Larabos nov givon, that comes to include nov and givon, shilo, and beis olamim.
Those three times in Jewish history, there was also a din of Azazel, even in Nov and Givon, and even in Shiloh. Why in Nov and Givon written together?
I saw one of the Mefarshim, I forgot who said, because in both Nov and Givon, there was no Aron.
Is that true?
There was no Aron. So in both Nov and Givon, there was no Aron. So I would think maybe if there's no Aron, it doesn't really count. It's not really the Kedusha.
No, it still was considered the Mishkan, and you still have to have this Azazel.
What? No, there was a time when they took it out to battle and it was captured. Oh, it was there. It was just by the Pelishtim. So that was there. I don't know how many years that was there. I know, I thought of that kasha also. But maybe...
Right,
might go underneath, so it's still there. Or nobody knew where it was. Here, we knew where it was, they did a big mistake and took it with them out to war. So what did they do that for? They should have had more emunah. So we know it's over in the Pushtim's palace somewhere. We just don't know where it is.
The Edach, and the other, the one who holds that it was Mutter Bahana, Hai Gezerah, my Ovid Lay. What does he do with the word Gezerah? He used it for the following brisa. Gezerah. En Gezerah, what does Gezerah mean? En Gezerah El Chatucha, it means that it was cut up. Davar Acher, En Gezerah El Davar Hamitz Tager, V'yored, only something that rips it apart and it descends. Davar Acher, Gezerah, what does it mean Gezerah? Shema Tomar, maybe you're going to say, Maisa Tohuhu. What a empty thing I'm doing. I'm taking a goat, I'm walking into the outs of a cliff, I'm throwing it off. It's ridiculous.
No, Talmud Lomar, Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, Gzeirasav. I am Hashem who made this Gzeirah. That's why it's called a Gzeirah. That's why the Pasuk says Gzeirah. V'ein l'cha reshos l'hahar ha-behen. You have no right to think about what my decrees. We're going to have a Gemara like that in a minute. You have no right to think about it. That's what it means, Gzeirah. On the surface, objectively, this looks very, 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 very hard to understand. How does this work? Why does it work? What is going on here? Doesn't make a difference. Don't think like that. And just do my decrees. Wait, listen to this. Amar Rava. Mistabra command Amar Matirin. Mistabra, it's Mistabra that the one who says Mutter is correct. You know why? Lo Amar Torah Shalach Lutakala. Because the Torah didn't say to do this to make a mishap. Meaning, the Torah didn't say throw it off the cliff. A guy's going to walk by two days later. Look at this. Fresh meat. It can't be that the Torah would tell you to do something just to make people mishap and sin. So it must be. It's Mutter Bahana. Must be. I isn't it a carbon? It's not really a carbon. That's one of the Mepharshim explains, that's exactly why we say that it's my Gezerah here. Why is this different than any other carbon? We spoke about this once. Right? You take an animal, you slaughter it, you sprinkle blood, you smear blood, all these procedures. And it looks, sometimes sounds so difficult. Like, what's going on here? But in the temple, you can understand it better. This is the holy spot. I'm doing God's work. But when you leave the temple, and I'm taking this animal somewhere else, 12 mil away, and I'm throwing it, you're not in the temple anymore. So I would think, what am I doing? Therefore, the Torah says, no, it's my Gezerah. You do my work. When you're in the temple, you're in God's holy place, it's not so far-fetched. Yeah, we said, a korban is a very difficult concept. You're you and the animal, the animal's really you, representative, it should be you that's happening to. We said all that. But when it's outside the temple, it's even more difficult to understand. That's why Hashem specifically says, my Gezerah, here. We're going to see in a few minutes more about this. I don't know. I don't know where Nov is. Gibbon, I think they know where it is. I don't know about Nov. Anyway. Okay. Now. Tana Rabbanan. What does the word Azazel mean? What's Azazel? We never translated that word. What does it mean? Sheyehe Oz V'Kasha. It should be Oz and Kasha. Rashi says the word El is the same word. It means strong. So Oz V'Kasha. Right, harsh and strong. Yachal b'yishuv. I could think that this could even be. Find someone's backyard that has these qualifications. The gardener hadn't been there in 2 months. It's a bad place to go. Maybe it could be there in the yishuv. Tamalaba midbar. No, it has to be in the desert. Uminayin shebetzuk. How do we know? I need a cliff. Tamalomar gezerah. Right, gezerah means the cliff. Tani iduch azazel kasher shebaharim. The worst, the hardest, harshest mountain. V'chein hu omer v'es eli ha'aretz lakach. Listen to this line. Tana devei Rabbi Shmuel. Azazel, what's Azazel? Shemechaper al maisa Uza v'Uzael. This is to be mechaper for the maisim of Uza and Uzael. Who are they? Rashi says, it's amazing. Uza and Uzael, malachei chabala, they are angels of destruction. Sheyardu la'aretz, they came down to the earth. Bimei Nama, in the days of Nama, achos Tuvalkayin, the sister of Tuvalkayin. Valayim Nemar, and it says, Vayiru b'neihu Elohim, es b'nos ha'adam, klomar, al ha'arayas mechaper. It's mechaper about arayas. This is arguably one of the most difficult psukim in the Torah. Very end of Parshas Bereishis, and it says, ha'nefilim ha'yu ba'aretz, v'yamim ha'hem. They were nephilim in those days. What does nephilim mean? We always think it means giants. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, what does nephilim mean? That they fell. Meaning, they made the whole generation fall. meaning they were Rishayim. Who were they? Rashi says, Vagam Achrei Kain, and also after that, very difficult, Asher Yavo'u B'nehu Elo Him, according to Rashi, this is not God. It's talking about the sons of the judges, meaning the prominent people, El Benos Ha'adam, they would chase after the girls, the Benos Ha'adam, V'yoldu Lahem, and they would have children from them. Hema Hagibor, these were the mighty ones, Asher Me'olam Anche Hashem. That always, that from before, Me'olam, for all time, were the men of renown. That's what the Pasuk says. What does that mean? So according to Rashi, it means that there were these judges, the prominent people, the leaders of the generation, and their sons, hey, and my father's the leader, right? And they would chase after any woman that they wanted. And it was a big problem with Arias, because they were just every woman was free to them. And they caused the downfall. Those are the Nephilim that we're referring to. Those are the Nephilim. Why do we always say it's giants? Because we all know this Gemara when we're little kids, because it's so fascinating. It's amazing, it's in a Gemara, that there were angels that came down to earth and had relations with women. So B'nehu Elo, now it's really B'nehu Elo Kim, meaning angels, the sons of God. But there were angels who came down to earth, had relations with women, and gave birth to giants. That's what Sichon and Og, these are the giants, these are the mighty ones that were Anshei Shem, they were men of renown, they were so mighty. The Ramban in the Chumash has another pshat where he says, B'nehu Elokim are Adam and Chava. They were mamash, the children of God. God created them by themselves. They didn't have any parents. They were the sons of God. And what he says is that they were so beautiful, they were so perfect. And the early generations were as perfect as them. And as time went on, they started to become less perfect. So the Ramban says that basically, the more perfect you were, and you married somebody that was perfect also, the progeny continued to be so perfect. If you married somebody beneath you, or as the Ramban said, they were chasing Benos HaAdam, then they would have regular children. And everybody would know that they didn't keep up to perfection. That's what the Ramban says. How long he has rise. Then at the end he says, listen to this. He says, V'zeh pshat hogun b'parsha hazos. I've just said a good pshat. Avol, ha-medrash, asher l'Rabbi Eliezer ha-gadol, b'prakov. But what Rabbi Eliezer ha-gadol says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, al ha-malachim, about the angels, she-naflu mimakom kidushasa min ha-shamayim, that fell down from their holy places in heaven, v'hudzkar b'gemar b'masechtes Yuma, and it's mentioned in Masechtes Yuma right here, the Ramban says, hu ha-naz b'loshan ha-kasev yosef min ha-kol. That pshat fits in the best in the plain meaning. It's the hana. It's the most beautiful pshat to fit in with the words. It makes the most sense. Adam and Chava and all these pshat means the leaders, the sons of the leaders. Because the Nephilim, they caused the generation to fall. All these, that's not a pashup pshat. But the Ramban admits the pashup pshat is like this Gemara that it means angels. That's pashup pshat. Ella, however. Ramban was a makubal. However, he says, Ella, sheish tzorech laharech besoda in Yahu. The only way to understand it is with Kabbalah. No other way to understand this on a simple level. What's going on here? But, so he says, it makes the most sense, even though it's the biggest leap. So, it's not that often that you have Kabbalah in the Gemara. It's not that often. It happens every now and then. Right? They say Rav is a makubal. So people say that. People claim that. Is this Rav? No. No, it's Rabbi Shmuel. So I looked up, I have a copy of the Pirkei Avos at home, and there's like eight, it's in the second, it's in the 22nd parak over there, it's like two page parak, it's very short. It's all this. Rabbi Shmuel said that they were Malachim, and it's like each of these, right, Rabbi Lezer HaGadol wrote it. That's Rabbi Lezer Hurkanus. We had him yesterday with the women. So it's like all these different Tanayim that made these statements about this Pasuk. But they're all alluding to the same idea. There's other names, they're called Chashmazal, and other names of these Malachim that, so to speak, fell, whatever that means, had relations with people, whatever that means, and gave birth to giants, whatever that means. Well, giants, we know what that means, right? We have a, so we believe that there were such a thing as giants, right? We believe Og was a giant. I know, because the Ramban has another fascinating shot. He says, what does it mean, V'chein Achrechein? V'chein Achrechein, also afterwards. So the Ebenezer says, even after the Mabel. So after the Mabel, how did they survive? Okay, we know there's a Medrash that Og held on to the Teva and survived. What about the rest of them? So the Ramban says they must have all held on to the Teva. Not just Og, all of them. So they continued after the Mabul. Also amazing.
Okay, back now we can go back to earth. Tanu Rabbanan. Es mishpatai tasu dvarim. Es mishpatai, do my mishpatim. What does that mean? Shel male lo nichtavu dinhu. Had I not written these rules in the Torah, or we're getting back to the Azazel. Had I not written these rules in the Torah, shiichtavu, they would have been written anyway. In other words, these are mitzvahs that are logical. These are mitzvahs that are logical. What are they? Be'eluhin. Avodas kochavim. It's logical that you can't bow down, you can't worship another being. That's logic. I don't need, that's not shanas. That's logic. What else? Gil arayis. I can't marry somebody else's wife. You're very interesting. The Rambam says that Gil arayis is a chok. So some say that the Rambam had a different gear, so Gil arayis is not here. Because according to the Rambam, Gil arayis is not logical. Why not? Why can't it be free? Right, 1970s they had that. Why can't it be? Why am I bound to my own? Why? So the Rambam says it's not logic. It's a chok. So anyway, just getting back to the angels. So what he's saying is that the whole purpose of the Azazel was for Arayis. To be mechaper on the mitzvah of those angels and not Arayis. The whole purpose is for Arayis. It's for every Aveira. So yeah, because Arayis is so bad, and even Arayis, some say Arayis is just an example, but because Arayis is one of these ben adam lachaver, ben adam lamakom, right? It crosses the line. It's both. Unlike Shatnas, which has nothing to do with Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, this is both, it's Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, it's Ben Adam L'Makom. It's just an example of some say it's even a right, even something so terrible, even that the Sefer Mishlech will help you out. That's what some say. Anyway, getting back, so what other Aveiros are logical? Shichas Damim, that makes sense. Gezel, right, stealing. Berchas Hashem, cursing God. Those are the logical ones. Now, eskukosai tishmaru, dvarim sha'asatan meishav aleihem. These are things that the satan tries to get you to ask questions about. Like, what is this? What are you doing this for? The Elohim, what are they? Achilas chazer. No logic for that. Why can't you eat other animals? Why? Levisha shatnez, wearing shatnez. So that's a hard one. Chalitzas yivama. Right, if a brother dies, doesn't have children, you have to marry the brother. What if you don't want it? You take off the shoe and you spit. What is that about? Right? How does that work? To hire a Torah, you take, if a Torah wants to become pure, you take birds, and you take grass, and you take a red string, and you mix it a mixture, make a whole concoction, you give it to drip. What's going on here? These are things that don't make much sense. Right? There's reasons for everything, but the Torah doesn't say them. We have given reasons, we're going to see that in a minute. Levisha Shatnez, wearing Shatnez, Chalitza Shivama, Tahir Samatora, Vizier Mishtaleach, take a man, make him walk 12 mil, throw it off the cliff, it's going to be a kapara. How does that work? What's going on here? Right? B'shema tohu ma'isi tohu heim. Maybe you'll say, these are ma'isi tohu. There's an emptiness. It's frivolous. Silly. Tamil lomar, no, ani Hashem. Ani Hashem chakakasiv. I am the one who did this. Ve'en lecha rashut lahar her bahen. And you should not have any thoughts about it. Not only that, Rashi says in the end of Parshas Kedoshim, it's amazing Rashi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Menayin, how do we know Shloi Omer that a person shouldn't say? Don't say this. Nafshi katzer b'basar v'chazer. I'm disgusted by basar and chazer. I'm disgusted by shrimp. Disgusted by lobster. It's such a turnoff. I can't look at that. It's gross. Don't say that. E'efshi lobosh klayim. I can't wear klayim. I can't wear that. It's foul to me. Don't say that. Avo Yomer, you should say, efshi, I wish I could. I wish I could. Looks so delicious. Ella, Uma Esther, what can I do? Aviyashiva Shemaim, Gazer Olai. The Father in Heaven said no. That's the attitude you should have. Right? I wish I could, but I'm a Jew. Talmud Lomar, Ve'evdel Eschem Min Ha'amim. Right? Hashem separated us. Which is amazing. Now, this gets into a whole huge, huge, we're running out of time. It's a huge discussion about the timing of mitzvos. We believe that many times there are many reasons, right? Why do we take the tall cedar tree because it's high, and we take the little grass because it's low. You combine them, sometimes you have to have gaiva, sometimes not. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara, he's big bal gaiva, so that's why we take it. And the birds and the chirp, we have all these reasons that we've given for all the mitzvahs as reasons. Why Shatnez, right? Because Kain and Hevel, right? The Rambam says because Shatnez was worn by the priests of the pagan gods, so we don't want to resemble that at all. That's why we can't wear wool and linen. The Bedafka did wear wool. Everyone has reasons. The Torah doesn't say any of these reasons. Right? Murder? I don't need a reason for that. I know that on my own. You can't have a society where you can kill people. You can't have a society where you can worship other gods.
I understand all that. You can't have a society, you can curse God all day. You can't have a society like that. I understand all that. But these, there's no reason for them. And even if you come up with reasons and sodos and secrets and time, all that's all nice, it's all wonderful. But the bottom line is, it's all gzeira. Right? This is even a Rashi that says that in Parashas, I think it's Kisisa. Okay. Next. Even say the time of begadim. When did the begadim become tameh? Tana Rabbanan. Hamashaleach, metameh begadim. Only the guy who's walking is metameh. V'ein hamashaleach is hamashaleach. Not those people that are escorting. They don't become tameh. That's not Ikar HaDin. They're just doing it. It's a nice thing. They wanted to do it. But they don't become tameh. Metameh begadim. So they become tameh. The guy who's walking, he becomes tameh. Yachal, I would think, b'shiyetei chutz l'chomet hazara. As soon as he leaves the hazara, right then, I'm on my way. I'm on my way already. Talmud Lomer says, no. Hamashaleach. Meaning, not as you're being sent. So, I hamashaleach, yachal at shiyagi l'tzuk. I would think you have to wait till you get to the cliff. Talmud Lomer, v'hamashaleach. So, Hakeit said, how's that possible? So the Gemara says, kishiyetei chutz l'chomet Yerushalayim. That's the cutoff. When you leave Yerushalayim. That's what our Tana said in the Mishnah. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Azazel v'kibes. It says Azazel, and then it says you should wash your clothes because they got tamei. So, ad shigia latzuk, until you get to the cliff. When you get to the cliff, then you're tamei. But that's not in our Mishnah. This sheet is not in the Mishnah at all. Rabbi Shimon Omer, v'hamashalech es ha-se'ir la'azazel y'chavis begadav, v'zarkov, v'beis rosh, u'matamei begadav. When do you become tamei? When you throw the animal off the cliff. That was the second sheet in the Mishnah. That's when you become tamei. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow we're up to back to the Kohen Gadol, back to doing more work. The Rams, we're not finished. He has to go back into the Kodesh Kedoshim. No, for who? Okay, today's shiur was sponsored by Stewie and Sherry Greenberg, Lili Nishma, Stewie's grandfather, Yosef and Isaac Yehuda, Neshama Shavon Aliyah.